Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey, everyone. So today we're going to talk about going against the grain in the context of what society says that you should do or be. And we're also going to chat about why you might feel restless or bored or maybe like you're lacking purpose or stuck in a life that doesn't really bring you joy. But first, if you are new here, welcome. I am honored to have you. And if you are not new here, welcome back. I am blessed that you are here as well. So I want to let you in on a little secret. You are not broken. You are not a mistake, and you do not need to be fixed. You are created perfectly by a perfect creator, and he obviously doesn't make mistakes. What happens is that somewhere along the way, you learned to be broken. You learned that things that did not originally hold space in your mind have crept in and taken up some of that space over time. And you learned that it's okay or even expected for you to worry or to fear. You learned to be scared of what others think of you and to shrink back. You learned that you weren't good enough as a wife or a mom or maybe an employee or a business owner. Maybe you're a writer, ball player, singer, I don't know. Whatever it may be, you learned that you weren't good enough. The good thing is about learning something is that you can unlearn it. You can go back to where you were when you were a fearless toddler, because toddlers are clearly not scared of anything. If you ever had a toddler, you definitely know that. But you can't undo the programming of society. As for me, I have always tended to buck the system. My husband makes fun of me for this all the time because I tend to question everything and go against the grain. That's just kind of how I am. Not that I haven't struggled with the things that I've mentioned, but I do tend to swim upstream a bit. And so some of the ways that this has shown up in my life is that I was with my first husband when I was 15. We were together every waking moment, like every waking moment, and we absolutely loved it. We got some flack for it just because we were so young and we needed to have other friends and experiences, but we just loved being together and spent all of our waking minutes together. We were engaged at 17 and we got married at 18, and then we went on to have babies at 19, 21, 26, and 28. Neither one of us went to college. We didn't have a lot of money. We started having kids soon after marriage, within a couple months. We homeschooled. We loved it when my husband was laid off because we had more time together, and it made us crazy poor when he was laid off, but we loved that he was home to spend more time with us, so it was okay. It wasn't about the money. He quit a good paying job to start a business with no income. We had zero income coming in, and we also had zero savings. We drove vehicles based on our hobbies, and they made absolutely no sense for the comfort of our family. And when he passed away in a work accident at age 34, I got remarried 7 months later. And I just want to have a side note, it was 110% the correct decision for me. There's so many ways that I've gone against the grain of what I should do. The ways that I've lived my life are directly different from what society says I should be doing. But the only thing that I would change about the life that I've lived is that I would have believed in myself sooner. I wish I would have listened to my instincts and shut out all the naysayers. I wish that I would have pushed through on so many things that I've quit because I let those voices get in my head. I've always second-guessed my role as a homemaker and as a mom because I'm not constantly busy. When I hear moms talk about this, like, I can't relate. I don't understand it. I mean, my house is not spotless, but it's clean enough for us. I mean, it's pretty clean. It's definitely not spotless. You can definitely tell we live here. But I don't stress that it's not perfectly clean. My kids pretty much do their own laundry. Well, not pretty much. They do their own laundry. A lot of times they cook their own dinner. They've made their own lunches since they were little. When they were in public school, I didn't check grades. I never got on the school website, checked their grades or their school stuff. That was their responsibility. And if they weren't doing it, that was their responsibility and consequences to deal with. I didn't ever take forgotten things to school. Again, I feel like that's their responsibility to make sure that they have their things around. They are second to my marriage, which I know is stepping on some toes. There's a lot of parents in this day and age that will gasp at that they would be second to my marriage. But in my opinion, the biblical hierarchy of things, if you want to go that way, are God and then marriage and then my kids. And so my kids are second to my marriage. I expect them to be able to get up and be presentable if they have somewhere to be. I don't micromanage them, but I do expect them to do what is expected of them. We value family time over being involved in every single sport. Again, that may step on some toes, but that's okay. That's what works for us. My world does not revolve around them. I love them with everything I have. I'm so proud of them. I love being their mom, but my world does not revolve around them. And my youngest two are not on social media. A lot of times I felt like a lazy mom because of how little I actually do for them. But am I really lazy, or did I just train them to be the adults that we're actually raising? We're not raising kids, we're raising adults. Did I force them to be responsible and to take control of themselves? And isn't that actually the goal of what we're trying to do for them? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm in my 40s now. Maybe it's because I'm just sick of carrying around excuses. But I'm just sick of the performing. And I really just don't care what others think of me anymore. And it's so freeing to do what you feel is right for you and to move ahead confidently in your life. To be so secure in who you are that other people's opinions just slide right off you. And I am a personal development junkie. What I've read has definitely changed over the years, and that can be a whole nother episode. But I do love personal development, and I love reading things that challenge me to be a better person, to be a better wife and a mom. But it only truly feels right and motivating when it's bringing me back to who I was actually created to be and not trying to fix me or to tell me all the ways that I'm broken. I'm not broken, just like you're not broken. I'm just living my authentic self, and I'm living it unapologetically. I'm not less than as a person or a wife or a mom because I swim against the current. I'm just being true to who the Lord created me to be. So what about you? Are you constantly searching for the next great advice or for the next guru to tell you how to live your life? Do you constantly second guess yourself or what your gut is telling you to do? I call that the Holy Spirit. Do you constantly second guess that? Why do you do that? What is it that you truly want? Many women can't answer that, and I think it's really sad. So sit with that for a minute. What is it that you truly want, and why aren't you doing it? I want you to get really honest with yourself. Time is so short, and you can't get it back. So if you're feeling like it's stuck, like you're stuck, it's definitely time to change that, like yesterday. If you resonated with any of this and would like someone to walk alongside of you, schedule an unstuck session with me and let's work through what is holding you back or keeping you in a place of restlessness or boredom or people pleasing or whatever it is that's keeping you stuck. Thank you for being here with me today. I pray that you were challenged. I pray that you were encouraged or maybe inspired to stop looking at what society tells you that you should be and to step fully into where God is calling you. I'll see you guys soon. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today, praying for you daily, Nicole.